Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless the Lord to be here tonight, and we welcome you to the Blog Talk Hour. Amen. Welcome to every word, and I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and I thank our Prophet Dupree and each and everyone that's on the line tonight. And as we get ready to go forth onto this call, once again, thank you for being here and being attentive to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us tonight. And just personally, I want to just encourage each and every one of you. You know, I know we're vastly approaching the end of the year, and there's a lot of things I'm pretty sure that we can reflect on this year and look at it and see where we've come from and what we've been through. Lord knows we've been through it. And, you know, some things I'm pretty sure we could change if we had opportunity to change, probably could do some things differently. Some of us have taken some losses, taken some hits. We've also had some great accomplishments. I want to definitely encourage you tonight, amen, as we get ready to get another word. This is part three of of changing your world and overcoming your mountain, but this is part of that series. But tonight we're going to take a little more aggressive approach. Amen. Keep speaking until you win. There are some things that's gonna, you know, things that happen, but there's some things that we can initiate to happen. There's some things that's gonna move. Amen. There's some things that some things will stand still at the sound of the word that come out of your mouth. You know, so there's some things that's going to happen that we have control or say so in the matter. We don't have to just sit there and let anything just happen the way it want to happen and just leave it like that. But we can take a different approach on things. We can definitely be more aggressive going into finishing off this year and going to the next year. Because there are some things that, we can say it like this: this is a new season. Because it's a new season, it's time to go forth and get what's yours, you know, get what's ours. And some things are not going to just come and drop in our lap. We have to go out there and we have to continue to speak some things, came by us physically going there, being there, and making some things happen. But there's a lot of things is going to take place by what we do in private, in prayer, in speaking, and even the aggressiveness of just even being determined not to fail, not to let life get the best of us, not to quit when things get tough or challenging. But we have to be aggressive to the point to where we're not going to just lay down and let the enemy have his way, or anyone else, anything, just have his way. So I just want to encourage you with that, but let's enter some prayer. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking until we win. And we thank you, Lord God, as we continue to formulate the word in our mouth, oh God. We thank you in our hearts as we go forth and pursue that which you called us to do. And you've given to us, oh God. We thank you for favor. We thank you for your opportunity. We thank you for the love and kindness, Lord God, which is better than life. And Lord God, show yourself strong tonight, Lord God, as we go forth to minister your word. We thank you for allowing your word to take root in our hearts, even in our spirit. And Lord God, renew even our mind, oh God. We thank you that we understand that things would just not necessarily be given to us, but God, Lord God, well, we must be aggressive to go after it. You said in your word, the kingdom of heaven suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. And we're taking back what is ours. We're taking back, and even not only taking back, but overtaking that which you have given to us to possess. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, you told the children of Israel to go forth and possess the land. So we going forth and possessing our land, possessing our opportunities, possessing our favor, possessing our children, possessing our people. Whatever it is you called us to do, go pursue. Lord, we shall pursue it. We shall go forth into it in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We would not hear or take that we can't or we knew it's not for us. But, Lord, that which you have called for us, for to be for us, we would not let off. We would not quit. But, Lord, we're going to eagerly and even passionately pursue that which you've given to us in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for your mighty hand tonight. Thank you or even your outstanding, your love and kindness, which is better than life. Thank you for displaying your love like never before in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we prepare our hearts tonight to hear and receive what you have given to us, Lord God. And thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, of your word to be heard, to receive, and to be felt, and, Lord, even to be put into action and demonstration in Jesus' name. Lord, you say in your word that you confirm your word by signs and wonders following. So thank you for confirming your word tonight. Thank you for the signs and wonders that you'll continue to follow in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you as we go forth to possess the land. Thank you, Lord God, what is ours is truly ours, and the enemy can't do nothing about it. So, Father, thank you. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Amen. We're going to start back at Mark chapter 11, verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called into remembrance, saying unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou curse is withered away. Now, let me say this too. This is where we're also entering into a new season to where things are coming to judgment. Things are coming to an end. Things are coming to fruition. Things are what we have sent, what has been put out there in the atmosphere is now coming to the point of coming to pass. So now we see where Jesus spoke those words the day before, and now as he comes back now, he's seeing the manifestation of what he's spoken. So this lets us know even our seasons are changing to where what we put into the atmosphere, we're now getting it. This could be good and this could be bad. Let me say this. This could be good and this could be bad. Depends on what you initiate and put into the atmosphere, what you have acknowledged and even allowed to be so in your life. We're going to see the results of it now. So, amen. So as we're coming to that place, we must realize that now the game has changed. Now we have to go forth and go forth and possess the land. We have to go forth with passion. We cannot just, dilly-dally or just easily just walk into, we have to passionately go forth and accomplish what the Lord has placed in our hearts to do and even say. So in this season, be careful what you say to. Be mindful. Lord have mercy. Be mindful. Be careful what you're saying. Be careful what you're speaking. Be careful what you're igniting. Be careful what you're releasing, because your tongue is a pen of a ready writer. So whatever you begin to speak and put forth is going to come to pass. So be careful. Be mindful. Be careful about even who you even are connected with, associated with, even in the season, because influence, the power of influence. Some things we probably wouldn't say if we were around the right people. Some things we would say if we were around the right people, So be careful who you align yourself with and connect with in this season, because they and these people shall play a very intricate but then detailed place in your life. Because if they're saying and speaking the right thing, it's going to be good. But if they're not saying the right thing, they're getting you to say and saying some things around you and playing some negative seeds and all these things is contrary to what God want to do, now they're being hazardous to your spiritual health. And now you have to consider your association with them. So if anyone desires to call in, have prayer, or you need prayer, or have a request, or just say something, amen. The number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen. Press 1 to speak. Amen. All right. So, amen. So, as once again, this is part 3 from Changing Your World and Overcoming Your Mountains. But tonight we're talking about the subject of the matter tonight is speak. Continue speaking until you win. Speak until you win. So speaking until you win. So here we come into the place where we're seeing how important, how impactful what Jesus said and how it changed the situation. The fig tree was there minding his business. but it looked like it was productive. It looked like it had fruit. It looked like it was going to do something. It was doing something, but then it wasn't. So this goes to, there's some things, some people who thought they did some things this year, and we it may have looked like we've done some things, but when we go back to look at and see, reevaluate, we may not see what we thought we had. You know, we may not see that. You know, so don't be surprised. Don't be astonished. Okay. In verse 20 says, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. So once again, this season here, be careful what you're speaking, because you are going to speak some things and you're going to see the results of it. And something is going to happen real fast according to what you believe. Amen. And definitely your faith plays a part in this. Joel 3:25 says, the thing that I feared the most has come upon me. Right? So even in my fear, or me fearing something happening, that when God uses my faith to move forward and cause some things to happen positive, the enemy can use my fear to bring forth negative things that happen, speed up the process and bring it to pass. So we got to be careful what we're putting out there. Words of faith, doubt, unbelief, or you know, we got to be careful. You know, we can't speak some ill things and expect something not to happen. Amen. So as we go forward here, verse 21, and Peter called to remembrance, say unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. So Peter, remember what was said, remember what Jesus did, and he remember what the tree looked like as well. So, you know, some things are going to change, and so things are going to shift, and we have to be able to identify in this season those things that have shifted. Identify those things that need to change. Identify those things that won't change or don't need to change. Amen. So he goes on to say, the fig tree is withered away. In verse 22 says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. See, what we have to accomplish, what needs to be done, Ephesians 6 and 10 says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See, we've been so used to doing things in our might, in our strength, in our accord, when we say, when someone else say, instead of waiting for when God said, you know, and this is where we have the momentum or we lose momentum. See, we could start off in God and hear the wrong thing from the wrong person at the wrong time and get right off of God's bandwagon. We can get off the ship. We can miss the mark and somehow miss God right there. But this is the time of season that we want to be very careful and attentive to what we're speaking and what we're saying, what we're doing. This is not the time to get caught up in everything else that's going on around you, but we have to be careful, be mindful of what it is, and also, too, not be afraid to set our atmosphere. See, I know I preached a message one time before. I may have to come back again with that, but we are atmospheric changers. We have the ability to change our atmosphere. When we talk about our atmosphere is our everyday living, wherever we go, you know, as far as our space around us, our world, our the energy that flows through us or and abides with us. See, we have the power and authority to change those things. We have the, look, when you choose to be mad, you choose to be mad. Your aura persists that, and you know what I'm saying, and it's all over you. When you're joyful, joyous, it's all over you. People can know it. People know it. You can hear it in your voice. So we can affect atmospheres, because if you're full of joy, people are going to want to speak, laugh, and giggle, have a good time. But when you are upset, you're mad, and you're, you know, bitter, all kinds of stuff happen, we find ourselves in the corner by ourselves, and the whole room begin to respond to our respond to who we're carrying or what's on us. And sometimes that changes the atmosphere, because where it could have been joyous and good, well, you act like Oscar the Grouch, and now that kind of shifts the whole room, because people don't know which way you're coming. They don't know if you're going to be good, bad, ugly. They don't know what to expect from you. So, amen. So we thank God for helping us to monitor and be mindful of how we carry ourselves, what we say, what we do. All those things are important. How we set our atmospheres and what we set our atmosphere with and how we, you know, so we have to be careful, mindful of setting our atmospheres, making sure that we're not sabotaging our atmosphere. Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. Either you're setting your atmosphere or you're sabotaging your atmosphere. So we want to make sure that we're not sabotaging ourselves. And we want to make sure that we're speaking, building, doing some positive with our atmosphere. Amen. Okay, so he says, have faith in God. So realize, once again, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We have to remember where our strength comes. We have to remember who has the power to change anything, everything. And God does. Verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now I want you to go back. Now, look and see how many times in that one verse or that one paragraph or that one verse that we see believe. But shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. Okay, that's one belief. Now, let's look at it again and see how many times we see the word say or saith. So, verily I say unto you, okay, that one's a freebie, and that whosoever... that whosoever shall say, okay, that's one say, unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith to shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Three. So, on that note, and that's three times that we see the word say or saith, not including the very first one, but if we want to include that first one, that's four times, but even if we didn't include that one, we have three in that paragraph alone of three times we see say or saith in that paragraph alone. Now, this is a point I want to make. It is one belief. And there's one, is this three, say or saith. So according to, so we see believing once or your one belief or you, what you believe, you have to be able to, you probably have to speak what you believe three times as much as believing it. Okay, you have to speak three times as much what you believe in order for you to have whatsoever you say. Let me say that again. If we see there's one belief, there's three say or saith. So that lets us know if we want to have what we believe, we have to be able to say, you know, we have to say three times as much what we believe in order for us to have what we say. One more time. We see the word believe. We see the word saith three times. This lets us know if we want to have what we believe, we have to be able to speak, say, put into action, into the atmosphere, three times as much or three times of what this much or what we believe in order for us to have what we say. So we have to speak what we believe three times as much in order for us to have what we say. Three times as much. So, for instance, we believe that we can prosper, be in health, even as our soul prosper. But you have to probably quote that, speak that into the atmosphere 3, 6, 9, 12 times probably. You know, because, you know, not necessarily only just for that, but also for some things to happen, it's going to take an aggressive approach. It's like chopping, it's like a lumberjack chopping down a tree. You know, we see cartoons, somebody chop a tree one time and all of a sudden it goes through it and that's it, so stand. That's cartoon land. But the truth of the matter is, in order for you to chop down a tree, any kind of tree, it's gonna take some repetitious moves. It's gonna take some repetitious results. So when we talk about repetitious results, we're talking about things that has to be done more than one time. In this case, we're talking about things that need to be said at least three times as much as we believe once. As we believe, then we need to have three other backing to speak whatsoever we say. So it's going to take three times speaking as it takes believing one time. So this lets us know. So this information that we're getting from the Lord is very key in our walk, in our life, because we must remember that we can change atmospheres. We can change the hand of some things if we say the right thing at the right time. It's going to take our cooperation with God. It's going to take us being attentive in the spirit. It's going to take us being precise in the spirit. It's going to take us being attentive to his voice. Glory to God. Once again, if anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns, even prayer requests, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the Q box. Amen. So as we are looking at this thing, we got to understand that we have to be more aggressive with what we want. My spirit goes right back to Matthew chapter 12. Talks about the kingdom of heaven, stuff about taken by force. You know, these are the times that we're in. It's going to take us to take an aggressive move to get some things done. It's going to take a consistent in order for us to chop down a tree. Amen. We can accomplish that, but it's going to take unity in the faith. It's going to take us understanding our place in the kingdom. It's going to take us working together as one in the kingdom in order for the results to take place that we need to. So, amen. So as we continue to go forth, remember, the Lord has anointed you and appointed you for such a time as this. Remember that the words, your matter, your destiny is locked in your mouth. Your destiny is locked because there's some things that you need to say. There's some things you need to do, but then there's also some things you need to believe. So in order for you to bring to pass what's inside you, you have to really press forth to bring it out you. You have to speak some things. You have to release some things. We have to lay your hands on some things. You know, you got to begin to make room. Amen. Make room. So on this side of things, as we see here, how the enemy can play in on different matters of the heart. See, if our desire is to do the Father, will of the Father, the enemy is going to always try to find a way to persuade us not to do it because he doesn't want God to get the glory. He doesn't want, he doesn't want the God of this world, you know, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it's going to take us lining up with him. Amen. It's going to take us lining up and following the word of God. It's going to take us being kingdom-minded and realizing it's not time for us to hold back on God. It's not time to hold back on those spiritual siblings that trust God. Amen. Even for those leaders that's backing. So, amen. So we must make time to go forth and do. Amen. We must make time to win. Amen. We must take time. Amen. So as we pursue the will of God, and amen, glory to God, as we pursue the will of God, we thank God for what he's doing, how he's doing it, and even when it comes down to it, we're going to have whatsoever we say. So amen. So even as we go a little further, we're talking about speaking until you win. So we have to be aggressive here. We see three times as much speaking as it is one time believing. So it's going to take us three times as much speaking as it is one time for believing. Amen. So, amen. We're going to go down to verse 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things so you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Here it is. Amen. So I said to you, what sort of things so you desire when you pray? Amen. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So here we see the power of believing. We need the power of believing operating in us, because we need, as Christians, we're called to believe. This, because of the way we believe, this is what sets us apart. Also, this is what places us in a place with Christ, because of our heart. Amen. It's going to take us being aggressive with that. Okay, therefore, I say to you, what sort of things you desire? So what things so you desire? When you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So now, because you put your faith in operation, and you speak that thing, and so you speak it to where you now, you're becoming a magnet to those things that what you say. You're shifting the atmosphere to cause some things to shift your way. So as you become more and more planted in Christ, you find yourself being more and more in a position to where now you begin to speak some things. And the Lord is going to lead and instruct you to say some things, speak some things, begin to put it in the atmosphere by His direction. As He begins to do that, He's training you in the prophetic. He's training you, teaching you how to be attentive to His voice, how to move. Amen. We were just doing a series on the power of devotion. Amen. And it's very important for us to make time with the Lord. And we all know schedules can get crazy. We can get so busy. But we have to stop and make some time for the Lord, because our day would not prosper the way it needs to without Him. Amen. Even though some things may not happen yet, amen, but we want to make sure that anything takes place, we will be in alignment and agreement. Amen. We will align in agreement. So, amen. So as we continue to go forth, amen. All right. So we're going to look at verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive. That was not a request. It was a command. It was a straight up statement. He said, amen. When you stand praying, forgive. Now, this lets us know, for those who are intercessors or have an intercessory heart, once again, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen. So even with those who have a different approach here, we got to keep in mind, when we stand praying intercessory, we stand praying, forgive. We, as those who are called to be intercessors, those prophets who have a prophetic lifestyle, amen, it's going to take a personal shot. It's going to take you pursuing. It's going to take you forgiving. It's going to take you really allowing the Lord to deal with your heart to make sure that you forgive. Sometimes things happen and we tend to get into ourselves and our feelings and our emotions and forget the fact that we need to forgive. God wants us to be able to forgive each other, forgive others. Forgiveness is so powerful that it changes hearts like almost instantly. To where if you don't change that heart, it's going to be hard for you to hear from God. It's going to be hard for you to flow in God and get some things done, because you're clogging up your lives with unforgiveness. And sooner or later, it's going to have a real major problem, like an artery is going to not do what it's supposed to do. So we must make sure that we take the initiative. We must take the approach to cause some things to be in the right atmosphere. Amen. So as we go forward, amen. That number once again, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to the queue to get in the queue. Amen. So, amen. As we see here, he says, verse 26, verse 25, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. We can't ask God to do something for us that we're not willing to do for others. If we're willing to do this and thing and that, and if we don't take care of home, those who take care of us, now we are putting ourselves at a disadvantage. We have to make sure that we're able to get true honor where honor is due. Some of our leaders, you know, we have to make sure that we take time out to honor them. I don't care if no one else is doing it, everyone else got their own thing. The fact that it's you doing it, that's what God sees. And he sees and he never forgets. Verse 26 says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. See, we have to keep in mind that our world can be shifted for the good or for the bad. You know, if we're not careful, we have to remember and know that the Lord is faithful. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. He said, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. All have sinned and fall short. But do we stay there? No. We get up and keep moving. We don't stay there. We get up and keep moving. Sometimes, you know, we just make things harder because God wants us to do something, do this or that, but we won't do this. We won't go our own way. But it's going to take us with an obedient heart to hear the Lord and to trust him. And whatever he said do, do it. It's going to take us having a sober approach to God to have the results that he wants for us. Amen. So, amen. So be encouraged and know that your situation is going to change as you begin to speak some things. Amen. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take you aggressively speaking some things in order for some things to take place and happen. It's going to take that. So we got to make sure that when it comes down to it, we are processing the right things. And we're not holding back or we're not contaminating anyone. But keeping in mind that you shall have whatsoever you say. That's what the word says. You shall have whatsoever you say. So if I say it enough, that means I'm creating. I'm speaking into my world. Hebrews 11:3. We know that the world was framed through the word of God. And so let's go back to the beginning. When the Father created man, he created man, but when he first came forth, amen, from the beginning of time, God has been a progressive God. It's going to take us moving forward in order for some things to happen. So, amen. As we see here, when it comes down to forgiveness, we have to be willing to do it quickly. And you know, the world was framed through the word of God, Hebrews 11:3. The world was framed by the word of God. Now, not necessarily the book, the word of God, but a word from God, you know, a word from the Lord that he's spoken. It is so. It's going to take that kind of approach in order for us to walk in the blessings that he's called us to. Amen. So as we cooperate with God, he also cooperates with us. Amen. So we praise God for him, his favor, being upon us. Amen. So as we continue to go forth, let's begin to also see that some things will not change until we change. Some things are not going to change until we change. We just can't keep doing the same thing. So, amen. So as we continue to press our way through, getting closer to God, hearing from him, beginning to take well, be mindful of what we're saying, what we're projecting, what we're placing to the atmosphere, making sure that we're not compromising our stand in God. Amen. So let's blossom in those areas. And Jesus said unto them, I will ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you about what authority I do these things. Okay, so I'm sorry, hold on, way too far. So amen. So once again, verse 27. Well, actually, I just stopped at 26. So we here. So let's go to we just mentioned scripture, Hebrews 11:3, says through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So here it is. Now, we're getting more to the core of things now. You have to say and put some things in action. You have to begin to speak God's word in order for some things to begin to take place. Now, you know, you may speak some things and something may not happen right away. In the time of things be restored, truly, there's nothing left up to God. Whatever he decides to do. You know, once again, we're not in charge of our own life. We cannot run God. Amen. He's truly God. And besides him, there's no other. So, amen, as we continue to go forth, remember that your words are powerful. What you speak into the atmosphere, what you say, remember, it can take root. If some things take a long time, some things may not take a long time. But, you know, it's just good to know that we are following the Lord's plan. It's good to know that we're operating as he did. So even Jesus got hungry. Even Jesus got tired. So, amen. So it's going to be okay. So, first of all, be encouraged. Don't let your situation or whatever you're facing overtake you. Yes, it's easier said than done, and no doubt it probably is. But the fact of the matter is, we got to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. We literally have to start somewhere. So start with your faith. The more you begin to build your faith, the more greater the opportunity will come forth for you to do it. So amen. So amen. Moving forward. He's telling us through faith, we understand that the worlds. Now, when this world eels, when we talk about the worlds, we talk about the life that you live. We talk about the your sphere of operation, the circle that you live in and doing it. You know, all these things are important to God. What's going on? What's having his way? So as we continue to go forth, remember, the Lord, he's given us favor. He's given us favor as we vastly approach him and his word. So just know that the Lord has favored us, and we are going to win. Amen, not lose. So glory to God. So I want to just say, though, you know, whenever it comes down to a new project, something new, different, we have to begin to speak like a lumberjack with our tongue. We have to begin to just chop away. As we begin to speak, we find the morale, we find the heart of the leader who begin to grow because of the inspiration or the challenge that comes his way. Amen. So we got to continue to stay focused. This is not the time to relax and give up, but this is the time to go forth and go in. So bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. So once again, we'll stop there. We're going to stop here at this point here, but I want to encourage you to each and every one, just don't be afraid to do what they said to the Lord. Don't be afraid to embrace him, whatever his word says. Take him at his word and know that he has your best interest at heart and mind. Take God at his word and know that he's providing help, he's providing understanding, he's providing love. Amen. And know that you're loved. Amen. So know that you're loved. So praise God. We just thank God for his word and all that he's going to do. Now we're going to open the floor. If there's anyone that's on the line tonight, if you have questions, you have comments, you need a little extra, you need a little more, what is it? Amen. Share with us. Tell us what it is. that you need the Lord to do for you tonight. So glory to God. So I pray that the word was sufficient for you tonight. Amen. I pray that you were blessed by the word. Amen. As we go forth, we're going to continue in what you started in, continue in God, and allow him to really do a work. Really, really do a work inside each and every one of us. So amen. So we thank God for major overhauls in our spirit, because we've gone through some things in so many years, and it's hard to kind of go forward because now we have to relive some things and go through some stuff, okay? But praise God for changing our view, changing our hearts when it comes down to him and his word. So his word is necessary in our lives. So amen, begin to speak his word, amen, in prayer, whatever it is that you're doing as you're interceding for those who you'll be riding with. So praise God for this touching and changing our lives. We need a word from God. We need a strength. We need a wisdom. Glory to God. So, amen. Amen. If there's anyone who need to call now, the number is 347-945-5416. Amen. 347-945-5416. Amen. So, all right. So, anyone tonight? Anyone tonight? Amen. Glory to God. All right, going once, going twice. All right, so old American, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for your word tonight, for what's been shared, what's also being done. Lord, thank you for your favor, Lord God, as you continue to press down, shaking together, running over, ministry, giving to our bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for the increase. Thank you, Lord God, for moving our hearts and causing us to prosper. So, Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for touching each and every heart that's here. And we thank you for them to be encouraged and even strengthened, Lord God, that will cause them to go forth and perform mighty works in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, right now we're taking calls. Amen. If there's anyone who need prayer, we got you. Anyone just need a piece of, need something, glory to God. Amen. This time is here and time is now. So let's go forth and finish where God started. So praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So, well, praise God. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Amen. So just want to encourage each and everyone. Truly take God at his word. Amen. And this is a new, there's a new God is Not Dead video out. Amen. So I encourage you, for those who've seen the first two, go forth and look at this news one. Amen. So let's go forth and be a blessing. It takes money to make these videos, these movies. It's going to take us as a believer supporting our own. So God bless you all. Have a great night. And we'll see you back on next week. All right. God bless.